Thank you, Lord, for setting my mind and heart straight again. Please visit all the heart dwellers with this grace, dear Lord. Amen. Well, family, I'm dealing with the ever-present whisperings of the demons. You're no good. You're a failure. You're lukewarm. Oh, boy. And as I was reaching out for the Lord's presence, he began speaking to me. I cherish you, Claire. Oh, Lord, but why? Because you are so very weak, so very frail, so very vulnerable. There are times when your flesh gets the better part of you, and still you do not give up. You come running to me, asking for more grace, to live a life that is truly pleasing to me. When I told you that legions of evil spirits torment you with worthlessness, I was not exaggerating or overstating the facts. Truly, they torment you by day and night, and to me, it is a wonder that you still have the faith and courage to come to me in the midst of your misery, and I am so very glad to see you turn your full attention to me, knowing I am God, a God of mercy and of tenderness towards you, and I will never fail you, my love. Be brave, Claire. You are discovering more and more how weak and frail you are. Boy, that's the truth. I'm finding my limitations all the time, and they're much more frequent and much more numerous than I ever thought. He continued, not just in body, but spiritually, you are constantly in need of more grace to make it through each day. You hunger for me, and I hunger for you, my love. Truly, I hunger for you, that I may wrap my arms around you and infuse you with my love and strength. Never fear to come near to me. I wait for you. I relish your great confidence in my love and mercy. Oh, that souls would discover my mercy and tenderness towards them. Oh, that all of you would run into my arms daily and drink from the living waters of my love. You are so deficient of grace in the midst of worldly pursuits. You are all so very weak and prone to sin, and I long to strengthen you and draw you back into my heart from the cruel and relentless sin of this world. It is like an acid eroding brass, just one drop, and you begin to disintegrate and lose your integrity. Just the smallest exposure to this toxic world weakens and destroys precious parts of you. There is nothing in the world, my dearly loved ones, that will bring you happiness and satisfaction. You will shop and buy, eat and drink, unwrap your new toys, and still, at the end of the evening, still you will feel empty. Because nothing in this world can replace my love and fellowship with you. Do not be discouraged by your frailties, my beautiful ones. Do not grow despondent over your weaknesses and failures. Rather, turn your teary eyes to me. I am here, waiting by your side, waiting for you to discover your extreme poverty and need from my touch. I long to pour my love into you that you may flourish spiritually, overflowing into this sin-sick world. Turn to me. Turn to me always when you discover your emptiness, your nothingness, and allow me to create a new heart in you. A heart that will leave off with the world and all it represents. A heart that will loathe earthly things and accomplishments. A heart that will hunger after just one drop of love from me. Just one glance, and the world fades from view. This is the gift I wish for my bride during the season of my nativity. I wish to fill her to overflowing with my very real and concerned love, a love that engages all facets of her life, all her likes and dislikes, all her hopes dreams, and even fears. A love that she will confidently cleave to as her only source of life and joy. How empty are the malls and restaurants. How empty the boxes and decorations. Without my touch, my very tender and real touch, all these things are worthless to bring you peace and happiness. They only engender a lust for more, or a later model, the latest upgrade, and on, never satisfying. But for those who choose to sit in my presence and accompany me, praying for others, confessing their neediness, oh, for those souls, there are coffers of graces waiting to be opened to them. There they will find the finest wines and satiating food. Yes, in me, all that you need flows freely at your request. Your poverty draws down rivers of grace. Your confessions of shortcomings and sins pierce my heart, and I cannot resist coming to heal and forgive you. I cannot resist lavishing my love on you. And I know that whatever I do for my faithful bride, she will in turn do for others. And the world will come to know me and the life-giving delights of forsaking the world to dwell in my presence. Yes, there is a perfume that exudes from those who have given up the world in favor of my company. All of creation recognizes this fragrance, and the devils detest it. Therefore, they devise ways to steal it from you, to convince you it's only a passing fancy, that only the real world matters. And after all, I am not real at all. Not as real as that new car, or suit, or dress, or computer. Oh, my dear ones, so many of you have fallen into lukewarmness because of your preoccupation with the world and its ways. Please, my dear ones, I beckon to you, come away with me into the quiet place, pour forth your heart upon mine, that I might encourage and instruct you, that I might equip you to dream and follow those dreams. But mostly, my beloved ones, that you may receive the fullness of my love into your hearts and cease your empty wanderings into a world that seems so bright and shiny, but has nothing of any worth to offer you. Please, my sister, my bride, come away with me to a deserted place and allow me to captivate your heart. I wait for you.